Welcome, folks, to Mike Gerber's Kosher Jam. That's 2 hours of great music. Did you know it's 50 years since the original release of Jazz Samba, the record that introduced Bossa Nova, a fusion of jazz and Brazilian samba, to the world? Well, what stands out for me most on that record is the marvellous, peerless tenor sax playing of Stan Getz. And he's my excuse to play something on Kosher Jam from Jazz Samba to mark that 50th anniversary. And this is Bahia. Bahia from Jazz Samba, the record that brought mass popularity to Bossa Nova half a century ago. Actually, although I mentioned Stan Getz in connection with that record, Jazz Samba was actually a jointly attributed record. The other key player on it was guitarist Charlie Bird. And the record also featured two bassists, Charlie's brother Gene, or Joe Bird, and Ketta Betts, and two drummers, Buddy Deppenschmidt and Bill Reichenbach. Now, what brought my attention to the 50th anniversary of Jazz Samba is that a new record has been released that also celebrates 50 years of Samba and Bossa Nova. The album's Jazz Samba project, the band on it is led by Washington DC-based vocalist Lynn Verano, and this is their version of one of the tunes that was on the original Jazz Samba, El Lucho Sol. El Lucho Sol from the Verano CD Jazz Samba Project. Verano comprising vocalist Lynn Verano, Ken Avis and David Rosenblatt, acoustic guitars, Pete Warby drums, and guesting on that track, Jeff Antoniuk, tenor saxophone, Jim McFalls trombone, and Alejandro Lucchini percussion. Now, I've been in touch with the musician on that Jazz Samba Project CD, Jeff Antoniuk, who, as a tenor saxophonist, had to assume the role that Stan Getz did on the original. So I asked Jeff for a critical appreciation of Getz, and also how Jeff went about donning the Getz mantle on a Jazz Samba Project. Okay, so this is what Jeff said.
Hi, this is Jeff Antoniuk, and I'm the saxophone player on the new Verano Band CD, which is entitled Jazz Samba Project. The original Jazz Samba, of course, was recorded by the great tenor saxophone player Stan Getz, and I think anybody that knows anything about Stan Getz, I don't think anyone's ever afraid of using the word genius with him. There are all these stories of how he had perfect pitch, which means he could hear a pitch and absolutely identify it exactly to the note. Most musicians don't have perfect pitch and don't really need it, but it's a gift he had. One of the amazing things, and I've heard firsthand stories, is Stan Getz had perfect musical recall. Stories of him being in a cab on the way to a gig, having a conversation with someone, and a song was playing in the background on the radio that he was not actively listening to. He'd get to the gig and then play that song on the gig, having not really ever heard it the one time. So he just had these extraordinary gifts that he was able to turn into magical music. And of course, these gifts, you know, they're sort of, in a sense, party tricks, but he was able to, with his melodic gift and his tone, just, you know, make things fabulous. He was just one of the great melodic players, even though he came from the bebop era where there was a lot of emphasis on speed and these very intricate lines. It was always very, very melodic, which of course fit the bossa nova and samba craze that he helped start. And of course, he's known for his tone. His nicknames revolved around his tone. It was a very interesting tone. It was actually quite bright when we think about other saxophone sounds. But that sound that he had was magical and something that would be impossible to copy. My approach to the CD, of course, being aware of the huge history of Stan Getz on this CD, was frankly to not listen to any Stan Getz or those famous albums for months before the recording. I, of course, had heard them. They're ringing in my mind anyway. And it occurs to me that for a mature professional musician to try to do something like this, trying to pretend you're Stan Getz, is 100% the wrong way to go. Nobody is as great as he, and nobody sounds more like Stan Getz than Stan Getz. So really my approach was, as I said, to try not to emulate, but bring something new. I've studied a lot of West African ethnomusicology and a lot of Brazilian drumming, so I really, you know, I tend to play from a rhythmic or percussive aspect, so I tried to have some of those traditional percussion things in mind that maybe Stan Getz wasn't even aware of as he was, you know, in the early days playing samba music and Brazilian music. I was also very aware of this, the very different setting that the Virno band has. It's a very pared-down instrumentation, two acoustic guitars and drums, along with vocals. There's no bass. It's a very, very light sound with no bottom sound to it. So that really makes you play a little bit differently. So I was certainly aware of that, and of course aware of my job as a foil to the vocals. So, you know, I think we came up with a really great product, and it certainly pays huge homage to Stan Getz and the original recordings, but not trying to recreate them in any way.
So that was Jeff Antoniuk talking about Jazz Samba Project, a new album released to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the release of the original Jazz Samba album. Some ads coming up, after which I'll be back with some more fab music in Hour 2 of Kosher Jam.